Just before 11 p.m, Mary Stedman sat patiently as the electronic double gates parted with a mechanical hum. Her delicate manicured hands rested on the steering wheel of her brand new Mercedes as she eyed the long winding driveway of her expensive home, partly lit up by the brilliant white headlights of the car she'd only bought last week. When the gate fully opened and the mechanical sound faded into the night, she edged forward, maintaining a steady 5 miles an hour towards her extravagant 4-bedroom detached house. Behind her, the gates closed, and she guided the car down the narrow road, lined with intelligent low-level lighting that brightened when they detected motion nearby. On either side of the road were freshly cut grass and exquisite gardens, bordered with wooden planters filled with every flower known to man. It had been a long day for Mary, attending numerous meetings. For the last few hours, she'd sat at the head of the table in the conference room, listening to the board of directors explaining the lifetime benefits of an upcoming potential project. She was tired, glad to be home. She had to look over the plans for the charity event the company was planning next month. The Merc reached the end of the winding drive, entering the vast open space of fine, compacted gravel near the house. She spotted the light on in her bedroom window, and the gentle glow from the hallway lamp through the front door's glass. Arriving at a dark, empty house wasn't something she enjoyed doing, so she hoped to deter potential burglars by having those two lights on. It was coming up to almost 2 years since men had broken into her old home and attacked her, leaving her feeling violated and vulnerable ever since. The first thing she'd done the day she moved in was get a high-tech security company to install cameras around the house. She stopped the car in her usual spot, in front of the living room bay window, applied the handbrake, and turned off the engine. A familiar silence enveloped her, and the food resting on the passenger seat smelled delicious. It was sometimes nice having quiet nights to herself when her husband Gary, a business sales rep who travelled the country doing presentations to high-tech businesses on improving their selling strategies, was away. He was due back early tomorrow and had suggested going out for a meal somewhere, but said it was a surprise. She shivered because of the December temperatures and leaned over to the passenger seat, picking up the bag of food and a bottle of Diet Coke. Opening the door, she stepped out into the late, cool winter air. With one last glance down her driveway to make sure the gates had closed, she turned. She froze, feeling an unsettling glowing inside. She focused, sure she'd seen something unusual that didn't quite fit. "What?" Her voice was an uncertain whisper. Squinting in the darkness at the gate, she watched intently with wide eyes, sure she'd seen the shape of something or someone lurking. After so long, seeing no movement, she smiled and shook her head, knowing she was letting her tired imagination run wild. There was no one there, only immaculate lawns, sleeping flowers, and a closed gate. She was safe, Mary told herself. Just before inserting the key into her door, her phone rang in her pocket. "Jesus Christ," she muttered, the sound disturbing the serenity around her. Pulling it out, she noticed the call was coming from a number she didn't recognize. She accepted the call, raised it to her ear, trapping the phone between her head and shoulder, and opened the door with one hand while carrying the food and drink in the other. "Hello?" she said into the phone, stepping into the warmth of the hallway. The caller was silent. "Hello?" she repeated, closing the door and locking it. "Hello?" Her tone became quieter, more reserved, the confidence fading as the caller remained silent. Mary lowered her hand to see the screen to ensure she was still connected to the call. "Hello? Who's there?"